Now, I'm here at the RTS Student Awards 2010 at Real Cinemas on Blossom Street in York, and I'm with some York St. John University students that have just taken the top prize in the fiction category for their film, The Sword, and they've got some champagne that they're very carefully opening in front of me just to prove that they have indeed won an award. So I'd like to ask... There it goes. What timing. Couldn't ask for a better sort of things happening in an interview, although it was very close to my head. That aside, my eye intact, could I ask you to introduce yourselves, please, from left to right?
I'm Edward Cooper. I'm the writer and director of The Sword.
Dominic Fraser, I was cameraman.
I'm Raya Brigden. I produced The Sword.
And I'm Richard O'Hare. I was the director of photography on The Sword.
Right, okay, so I think it's fitting to start with Edward, the director and writer. Can you tell me something about the concept behind this award-winning film here?
Well, the idea came from a short story that was written quite a few years ago. And when it came time to sort of pitch ideas for graduation films, it sort of like was pulled out of a drawer and adapted into a short film.
And how was it adapted into a short film?
Initially, the idea was more fitting for a feature-length film. It was a bit of a mess. It had too many characters, too many themes going on, so we had to sort of dilute it a bit so it would fit into a 10-minute form and sort of hold the viewer without, you know, sort of boring them and confusing them too much. So it was just a sort of reducing it, basically.
So by the sounds of it, you guys are thrown into a team and then you had a film title and then you took on the role of adapting it for screen, as you just said. What happens after that? How does the team dynamic develop?
Well, collaboration from the very beginning. As soon as, you know, we knew who was going to be our DOP, Bucky over here, Richard, you know, he started pitching in ideas and interpretations of scenes and the ways they could be shot. I mean, sound recorders, William Kane, he, same thing with the sound design straight away. You know, started changing things, throwing in ideas, it sort of adapted from there. So what we had from the original script is very different from the final thing.
Yeah, okay, so we'll move on to Mr. Bucky here. I think the film had a distinctive feel to it. Could you tell me about some of the ideas that you pitched to the group and things that made it into the final production?
Well, me and Ed worked quite a long time on shots. I mean, Ed came up with the initial shots and I elaborated basically with ideas. We had a general theme from some other films that we'd seen. I mean, obviously, like, you know, we're British, we're gritty, like, it's kind of a theme that goes along with everything that comes out of this little island. But, you know, we felt like the fact that the storyline and the narrative and stuff had to reflect somehow with the way it was photographed. I felt like it came out all right. It was nice. It was very simple, very, like, ordinarily... not ordinary, that sounds boring. It was very lifelike. Which was kind of the theme we were going for, but with a kind of a grey undertone. There's a few techie things in there. I won't explain that. It's a bit boring.
Okay. Well, we'll move on to the last two members. Could I ask you guys to give me a very quick summary of what happens in the film, maybe 10 or 20 seconds?
A school teacher is unhappy in his own life, and one of his pupils is extremely successful at almost everything that he's doing, so he decides to take out his frustration on that pupil by marking down his work, and the pupil finds out about this and so sort of gets revenge on the teacher. And one of the recurring themes is CDB, which is written all over his work, which stands for Could Do Better, which is then what ends up at the climax of the film.
And how does it feel to the proud owner of a shiny RTS Glass Award, which actually Rob Edgar Hunt, the course director's, nicked from me?
Yeah, I'm not sure where this has gone. It's absolutely awesome to have got this.
Very awesome.
Yeah. All right, well, I think that brings this interview to an end. Is there anywhere online where people can find this film, or is there one of you guys who's good to contact if someone thinks, well, I'd like to work with them?
Well, I think we're all good to contact. I mean, we're all a friendly bunch. We're a nice little chatters. But I'm sure we all have our separate contacts at the minute. Ray would probably like to start.
Okay.
The film was done under Bodhi Films, which is a new production company that we've just set up. So that's a good place to start looking as well.
Okay, well, Google have the answers for that.
Yes.
Bodhie Films?
It's Bodhie and then Films, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, guys.